No one likes uncertainties, especially when they are increased by being a new immigrant to Canada. Add in a child who has special needs, and you have some nervous parents. Unfortunately, this is the reality for Manmeet Bedi, whose son Azariah, Azu, is a 19-year-old adult with a condition diagnosed as global developmental delay, which is a condition to categorize significant delays in at least two areas. Azu is nonverbal but does express himself using Makatone Sign Language, and presently they are exploring using iPad for communication in the school, Bedi said. He is not independent and needs quite a lot of assistance for his daily life skills, tasks, but he loves music, is a good dancer and enjoys going to church. Bedi is not alone in his experience, which is why the Huron-Perth Catholic District School Board, HPCDSB, and the Avon-Maitland District School Board, AMDSB, are collaborating to host events that target the transition phase from school to adult life. On February 25, a virtual event will take place between 6 to 7:30 p.m. with FASL Perth, a nonprofit organization, in Stratford serving people with a disability and their families across Huron Perth, has put together a panel discussion to start the conversation. The HPCDSB sent out 80 invitations to families of students in grades 7 to 12+, with AMDSB sending out about double that amount. Bedi will be one of the confirmed 25 parents who will be in attendance during the virtual event. There is certainly fear as to what Azu will do after he finishes high school, Bedi said. He really enjoys going to school. The last thing we want to see is his daily life being abruptly stopped one day. Azu was born in India but spent most of his life in Dubai before he and his family immigrated to Stratford. He's attended St. Michael Catholic Secondary School since November 2024. As part of the goals that we had set for Azu with SMCSS, after completing high school, is to get into some sort of formal employment, based on his abilities, Bedi said. We do understand that it's not an easy goal for Azu to achieve, but if he does, it will certainly help him with an independent life and a daily routine that he could follow. Tara Borum, the HPCDSB Superintendent of Education, says this event will act as a segue to in-person events in April and May to April 12 at St. Michael in Stratford, and May 3 in Clinton at Central Huron Secondary School. It is important to prepare youth with a disability and their families for a future beyond secondary school, whether that be for individuals entering post-secondary education, the world of work, volunteer, or participant and contributor in the community, because we all have God-given gifts and talents and can contribute meaningfully to society, Borum said. Topics that will be covered during the virtual event include key changes at age 18, proactive ways to plan ahead, and the importance of honoring your child's voice, strengths, and passion. There will also be discussions about available resources and support. We know that inclusive schools lead to inclusive communities, and we know that inclusive communities are what we strive for, Borum said. To ensure there is a successful transition post-secondary, we need to do our part to prepare students and families, caregivers for this stage of life. There are a lot of changes and there is a lot to navigate after high school for individuals with disabilities and their families. For the family of Azu, there is no doubt in their minds that he can do anything he puts his mind to. We truly believe that Azu is quite intelligent, and if he is provided proper support, he may be able to perform certain tasks, Bedi said. It's important to identify things he can do rather than worrying about what he cannot do.